This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, February 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. RFK's next target. What's next for E15? And Farm Bill could boost SAF. RFK Jr. set to target ingredients. Corn sweetener and other food ingredients are coming under scrutiny of the Trump administration. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said in an interview for CBS News 60 Minutes that the Food and Drug Administration would be acting on a petition filed by former FDA Commissioner David Kessler. Kennedy said, quote, the questions that he's asking are questions that FDA should have been asking a long, long time ago. Why does it matter? Well, Kessler's petition that was filed last August alleges that refined carbohydrates, quote, put people at risk for increased caloric intake, weight gain, fat accumulation in the liver, pancreas, skeletal muscle, and heart, and metabolic abnormalities. By the way, John Bodie, president and CEO of the Corn Refiners Association, said in a statement, quote, we are confident that a fact-based evaluation of the science will support the continued use of the ingredients provided by U.S. corn refiners and the nearly 10,000 hardworking Americans they employ. Deadline comes and passes for an E15 deal. The deadline for a congressional council to come up with a plan for E15 legislation has passed with no apparent breakthrough in ending a stalemate between large and mid-sized oil refiners. Biofuel and corn producers are caught in the middle as the goal of making higher fuel blends, known as E15 and gas pumps year-round, remains out of reach. We remain hopeful that the council can find a path forward for year-round E15 legislation very quickly, Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper tells AgriPulse. It appears that council members are running into opposition and resistance from the small group of mid-sized refiners who won't accept anything other than the status quo. Independent refiners say any E15 proposal must, quote, contain the cost of the ethanol mandate at issue or potential changes to the renewable fuel standard. Year-round E15 without meaningful RFS reforms would put America's remaining independent refineries at risk, threatening thousands of family-sustaining jobs, driving up higher gas prices, and weakening domestic refining capacity, the Fueling America Jobs Coalition said in a statement. In some potential good news for corn and for ethanol, a draft farm bill from the House Ag Committee calls for USDA to come up with a plan to advance production of sustainable aviation fuel. That would include using crops and promoting public-private partnerships that would lead to commercial-scale production of sustainable aviation fuel. So what does this have to do with corn? Adoption of electric vehicles is threatening consumption of corn-based ethanol. The hope is that new markets like SAF, which can be made from ethanol for the hard-to-electrify aviation industry, can help replace demand for over-the-road liquid motor fuel. The House Ag Committee is scheduled to start debate on the farm bill next Monday. Both the House and the Senate are out all this week. As for Proposition 12, reaction to the House GOP farm bill swept in from all quarters after Friday's release. One issue was surely closely debated, the so-called Prop 12 language that would prevent states from passing laws that could impact animal welfare standards beyond their borders. States should be able to pass laws that protect the health and well-being of their communities, set common-sense animal welfare protections, and provide opportunities for farmers to meet the growing demand for more humane animal products, said a collection of over 100 groups, the Defeat Eats Coalition, named after the original legislation. The National Pork Producers Council, however, citing the USDA data, saying 12% of small pork operations left the market in the first quarter of 2025 due to compliant costs and uncertainty. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bessent isn't ruling out narrowing metals tariffs as ag industry feels strain. Ask about reports that the administration is considering rolling back some steel and aluminum tariffs. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Friday did not rule out future adjustments. The Financial Times reported last week that officials are considering narrowing the tariffs and dropping duties on some of the hundreds of manufactured products currently covered. Top White House trade advisor Peter Navarro dismissed the report as fake news, but Bessent on CNBC suggested the administration is open to the idea. Take note, former National Corn Growers Association President Pam Johnson tells AgriPulse that the steel and aluminum duties are weighing heavily on producers, particularly as they recover from recent weather events. When producers have to go replace or repair their buildings that have been damaged by all these historical storms, the price is astronomical, she said. Last year, when Johnson was erecting a new grain bin, she says she made sure to stipulate that once agreed, the price would not change if the tariff hikes followed. Colorado River State's missed negotiation deadline. The Interior Department is moving ahead with a rulemaking process to solidify its plans for Colorado River management beyond 2026, following state's failure to find agreement on a new water-sharing framework. The Bureau of Reclamation says in a press release that it can't delay action toward finalizing operating guidelines for Colorado River reservoirs by October 1. Meeting this deadline is essential to ensure certainty and stability for the Colorado River system beyond 2026, the release says. But Interior Secretary Doug Burgum also says in a statement that negotiation efforts have been productive and that the agency believes a fair compromise with shared responsibility remains within reach. For months, states have been locked in tense negotiations over a framework for future water sharing. Last week, a number of state negotiators issued statements signaling continued gridlock. Administration says Ecuador trade deal is coming. The Trump administration says it's agreed to terms on a trade pact with Ecuador and expects signatures in the coming weeks. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says the deal will diversify bilateral trade investment for the mutual benefit of both countries and their peoples. Take note, recent deals unveiled with Latin American countries include provisions to recognize U.S. oversight and certification of agriculture exports and protected market access for generic meat and cheese names. Smithfield announces plans to rebuild South Dakota plant. Smithfield plans to build a $1.3 billion pork processing facility that to replace its existing plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Smithfield President and CEO Shane Smith said yesterday construction should begin in the first half of 2027. Smithfield hopes to begin operations at the plant at the end of 2028. When asked about the plant's expected processing capacity, Smithfield spokesperson Ray Atkinson said in an email to AgriPulse that, quote, we would expect to realize some increase in capacity as we deploy more advanced production technology, but added, still early in the design process and premature to be any more specific. Here's today's final word. In addition to its affordability, E15 creates a valuable market for Iowa farmers, significantly driving demand for corn growers, creating jobs, and generating economic activity in rural communities. It's time for Congress to make year-round E15 available nationwide so families and communities across the country can enjoy the same benefits. That the word of Iowa Secretary Mike Naig in a press release yesterday urging the House of Representatives Rural Domestic Energy Council. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, February 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.